When you boot up your computer, you don't really think about the operating system, right? It's just this rigid framework dictating how you interact with the machine. Well, music has an operating system too. Those five horizontal lines, the clefs, the little oval notes.
Right, the stuff we all grew up seeing.
Exactly. But today, the mission of this deep dive is to look at a fascinating stack of research that suggests this thousand-year-old musical operating system is actively being replaced globally. We are decoding how different cultures visually capture sound and how that completely changes the actual music you end up hearing.
Well, to understand why standard Western staff notation is, maybe facing obsolescence,
yeah.
You have to look at why it was built in the first place. I mean, it was a technological miracle back in 1030 CE.
Right, 1030.
Yeah. A monk named Guido of Arezzo basically created this grid specifically so singers could look at a piece of parchment and just learn a melody they had never even heard before. It was this huge information storage breakthrough.
Sure, but the cognitive load required to read that grid today is just massive. I mean, you aren't just reading a melody, right? You are simultaneously processing pitch, duration, key signatures, dynamic markings.
Oh, I still
can't. It's like trying to solve a math equation while reading a poem out loud. So that high barrier to entry really alienates a lot of casual players.
Right, which perfectly explains the global dominance of alternative systems right now. Like, the most widely utilized system in East Asia today is junpu, or numbered musical notation.
Okay, so how does that work?
Well, instead of a complex five-line grid, it basically just throws out the staff entirely and uses the numbers 1 through 7.
Wait, numbers 1 through 7? Given its massive popularity in China, I'd assume this is some ancient Eastern system, right?
Actually, no. It originated in 19th century France, surprisingly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it was adopted really enthusiastically across Asia because of its brilliant minimalist logic. So standard staff notation relies on absolute pitch. It tells you, hey, play this exact C sharp. But junpu relies on relative pitch. The number one is simply the first note of whatever scale you happen to be playing. So if a singer needs the song to be lower, they just change the starting key and the numbers stay exactly the same.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense for singers, but how do you capture rhythm or octaves with just the numbers 1 through 7?
Just dots and lines. A dot above the number means play it an octave higher. An underline means play it twice as fast. And because it's essentially monophonic, meaning it focuses on a single melodic line rather than stacked chords, it's completely linear.
So you could just type it out.
Exactly. You can type an entire symphony on a standard ASCII computer keyboard and literally just text it to a friend.
That is wild. And this is where the research shows it actually affects what you, the listener, end up hearing. Because standard notation stacks notes vertically on a grid, it naturally encourages composers to write these dense, blocky chords.
Right, whereas junpu is horizontal.
Exactly. It encourages strong, flowing, singular melodies. The visual tool is quite literally shaping the sonic culture.
Yeah, but what if a notation system bypasses pitch entirely? I mean, standard notation and junpu both require you to translate a symbol into a sound and then figure out how to make that sound on your instrument.
Right, there's a middleman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But tablature skips the middleman completely. It's purely action-based.
Right. Tablature is basically paint my numbers for a guitar fretboard. It doesn't tell you to play a G major chord. It just says put your second finger on the third string.
Yeah. And people assume tablature is this modern invention for rock guitarists. But it actually predates the Western staff. The Chinese Guilin used a form of tablature over 1,500 years ago.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. Long before Pete Seeger popularized it for modern Western folk music in the 1950s.
And again, this completely changes the audio output. Tablature encourages sliding, bending, and just physical exploration on the fretboard. Things that look incredibly messy to write out on a formal staff, but sound amazing when you hear a blues solo.
Absolutely. But obviously you can't use tablature if your instrument is a human voice. I mean, you don't have frets.
Right. No frets on the vocal cords.
Exactly. So for the voice, you have systems mapped directly to syllables, like tonic solfa. It uses the familiar do, rin, la, mi.
Like the sound of music.
Yeah, exactly like that. And while it's fading in some globalized sectors, tonic solfa is experiencing explosive growth right now in sub-Saharan African choral communities. It allows massive choirs to harmonize by ear, which really proves that localized traditions don't need a Western staff to thrive alongside the global industry.
So how do all these clashing systems, I mean, you've got rigid grids, type numbers, fretboard maps, vocal syllables, how do they actually communicate with each other in the modern digital era?
Well, we're seeing a massive shift in digital standards right now. For years, we relied on paper-based standards like Music XML, which essentially just tells a computer how to draw a picture of sheet music on a screen.
Okay, so it's just visual.
Right. But now we're moving to a semantic web standard called MNX. A semantic standard actually understands the meaning of the music. It knows a specific data point is a melody, not just ink on a page.
Oh.
Yeah, so because of that, you'll soon be able to look at a digital file and toggle the view between a standard staff, guitar tab, or Gianpu with just a single click.
I have to challenge the reality of that, though, especially with AI now generating these active scores that can transcribe live playing with, like, 90% accuracy. Music isn't just raw data. It's groove. It's human feel. If AI and semantic standards are just mathematically crunching numbers to spit out perfectly translated tabs, doesn't that strip the soul out of the music?
I would argue it strips the friction, not the soul. The notation just captures the architecture, you know? By lowering the cognitive load of translating a rigid grid, the beginner player isn't stuck doing math in their head.
They can actually focus on playing.
Exactly. They can focus on adding that human groove back into the performance.
So music literacy isn't just this single exclusive club anymore. It's becoming a multi-literate, highly accessible ecosystem, which leaves you with a thought to mull over. If AI translation and semantic standards eventually eliminate the need to physically read traditional sheet music altogether, will the next revolutionary global music genre be pioneered by people who are entirely classically illiterate?